I really am very passionate about transforming the great employee resignation and quiet quitting into the great employee restoration. As business owners, if we could really take stock of how we communicate with our team, how we behave with our team, and things of that nature, and figure that out first and foremost, I think that's it's causing us to really step up and lead.
You're listening to Be That Lawyer, life-changing strategies and resources for growing a successful law practice. Each episode, your host, author, and lawyer coach, Steve Fritzen, will take a deeper dive, helping you grow your law practice in less time with greater results. Now, here's your host, Steve Fritzen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Be That Lawyer. I am Steve Fritzen, your host. I hope you're having a lovely day today. I am just getting back from a little vacation. Took my son fishing. If you guys don't see me up on Facebook and LinkedIn fishing with my kid, that's what I do when I have my free time. And we just caught a ton of walleyes, had a great time together. Unfortunately, he and I think we're in an indoor pool with a bunch of kids and got COVID. So my son and I are sharing the COVID right now, just getting on the tail end of it. But I told Molly that I was going to bring up my energy, or she was going to bring up my energy, one of the two, to do this podcast today. And I know we're going to rock it out. Molly, how are you today?
I'm well, and I'm up for the challenge. Let's do it.
You always are. You're a gamer, no doubt about it. That's I knew that from the minute I met you a couple of years ago. And this is your second time on the show too, I think, right?
Yes. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, well, I only have back the best people. So there you go. You can take that to the bank. And if for you listening for the first time, or if you guys have been to the show a bunch, you know it's all about helping you to be that lawyer, someone who's confident, organized, and a skilled rainmaker. And so we're going to have, you know, really good dialogue today to again, work on things that are going to help you to be your best self and kind of think about, you know, legal from a business side, not just from the law perspective. And we always start the show off with a quote. And the quote that Molly gave me is, "The answer is in the room." And that was from, I think you mentioned, a mentor of yours. So tell us a little bit about that quote.
Yeah, so I belong to, I'm going to give credit where credit dues. My amazing coach, Sarah Cannell, founder of Thought Leader Academy, by and large dealing with authors, and I'm in the process of writing my third book, Fix My Boss. And we talked, I love that quote. The first time I joined our first mastermind, she threw that out there and made us really sit with that. And, you know, for me, I teach my students, my law firms, my admin team about the answers in your front room, in the room. Think about it. So often as entrepreneurs, business owners, attorneys, we're constantly chasing strategy. You know, why aren't our conversion rates where they need to be? Why is our calendar empty? Why? And we never take the power of the pause to go and include our team and really interview our team. My experience is your receptionist, intake coordinator, non-attorney salesperson, if we included them into some of these strategic conversations on the regular, consistently, and included them on what the data and the information you're looking for, they have the answer. They're the director of first impressions. They're on the front lines when you're in the conference room just serving clients. And that really changed everything for me and my company in my life, truly. And then teaching that in my law firm admin bootcamp and having the team members have that in their back pocket as a tool to really give their attorneys the permission to lean on them.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great kind of lead into our topic today, which is really focusing on employees and not only how to get the most out of them, but kind of how to understand them and how to include them and how to raise, you know, raise the whole ship up together as a team, as a group. But before we get into that, your background is unique, truly. And so give us a little taste of that and in the recruiting and then leading into all the different things that you've done and kind of up to where you are now.
Yeah, I love that. So often when I meet people, they're like, "How long have you been an attorney?" And I'm like, "I'm not an attorney." They're like, "No way, get out."
Yeah.
I've been in the industry for 26 years. And truly, I fell into it when I moved from New York to Colorado. And back then, you'd open up classified ads and apply for a job. And the first place that I walked into was a national organization for attorneys focused on estate planning and elder law. And as soon as I got hired right on the spot, and my first day on the job, they said, "Get on a plane. We're having a collegium," they called it back then, in Atlanta with, I think, 2,500 law firms across the country. And we shut down for a week to do this conference. And when I got there, I realized that, you know, my job was to be member services, and I'd be at the conference and at the breakfast table, the cocktail parties would have you. And I turned to the left and the attorneys would say, I'm like, oh, tell me about your practice. And they'd tell me, and they'd say, business would be great, but for employees. And then I would go move over to the right and talk to the employee team member that they brought. And they'd say, oh my God, I love my job, love our clients, would have you. But, you know, the only thing that's not working is the attorney's a control freak and they won't let me take things off their plate. And realized very quickly they both wanted the same thing, but there was a massive disconnect. So I went to the head of the organization and said, we need coaching and training for these team members. They really, truly, they can support these attorneys. I see the missing link of why, you know, calendar's down, cash flow's down, why they're constantly stressed out or what have you. They have a story in their head that nobody has their back, and the employees don't care as much about the calendar conversions and cash flow. And the team members are sitting here waiting for the attorney to delegate to them and give, empower them to and there's a massive disconnect here.
Yeah.
And I really, truly got passionate about employees, team members, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. And I think, is that leading into your kind of Be That Lawyer tipping point, moving into more, doing more group stuff than one-on-one oriented work?
Yes, absolutely. You know, my tipping point for the firms that I've worked with over the past 26 years, when the attorney finally lets go and includes the answers in the room and includes their team members into the vision, into the big picture, empower them to come to them with proposed solutions and to take things off their plate, everything changes.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten really crazy, you know, in the last number of years in particular with, you know, virtual employees and people working from home, et cetera. And, you know, keeping a team together when everybody's apart and how do we build that culture? And I want to get into that with you, but talk a little bit about the great employee resignation and quiet quitting and kind of what's your kind of take on that as a starting point of leading into some of the solutions I know we're going to get into.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the buzzword now, right? That you're seeing everywhere all over social media and articles and Forbes and what have you. Is it real? Yes, it is. But, you know, from my experience, a part of my practice is recruiting. So unemployment in the legal space has always been, it's been tight. It's been an employee-driven market for positions, paralegal, associate attorneys, what have you. COVID made it more real, you know, 0.8% unemployment rate with attorneys, under 2% with paralegals. So the market is tight. But my experience, people are not looking to job hop. In my experience, when we talk to candidates every single day, we say, tell us why you're talking to a recruiter today. Why are you looking for a new job? And they'll say, well, I'm looking for a better opportunity, right? That's the number one answer. But when I really peel away the layers of the onion of that, I'll have people take a $30,000 pay cut because they can be closer to the vision and the mission of the firm. Culture you talked about as well. This quiet quitting and the great, you know, employee resignation, it is not because people don't want to go back to work. It is not because, by and large, at the end of the day, when they start saying these things, we really need to get to the root cause. And in my experience, it is lack of communication, collaboration, time, attention, and feedback. We have to remember we're hiring human beings first and foremost, and versus human doings. And I think COVID caused all of us to, for the power of the pause, look at, you know, everything in our life, where we work, the clients we work with, you know, our work-life balance, everything in that nature. And it really came to digging for a deeper purpose. You know, where do I feel like I'm a difference maker? Do I feel like I'm a value creator? I no longer want to work just for a paycheck. And so I really am very passionate about transforming the great employee resignation and quiet quitting into the great employee restoration. As business owners, if we could really take stock of how we communicate with our team, how we behave with our team and things of that nature and figure that out first and foremost, I think it's causing us to really step up and lead.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the problems that is pre-existing before, you know, the Great Resignation, COVID, any of that, was a gap in skills between what business professionals know about teams and growth and leadership and what lawyers don't know about teams and growth and leadership, right? Because that's not, just like business development in my space, not taught in law school. So here they are running a firm that just happened because they're great lawyers and they got busy. Now they've got all this staff and they've got all these people they've got to manage and run and lead and everything. And they're not necessarily trained for that, let alone having someone come in and work with them as a unit.
And I love it you say that, because it's true. You hear it every day. They don't teach us how to run a business. They don't teach us how to be great managers in law school and what have you. And I think a lot of times attorneys, they put a lot of pressure on themselves and beat themselves up that I really have to be a better manager. I have to work on my leadership skills. Sure, we all do. But I teach the employees in regards to, they also have to be more self-governing and they need to work on their leadership skills and their responsibility just as much. And I'm constantly teaching them to have CEO mindset, even if you're just a receptionist. I don't think attorneys need to really, you know, when you hire right, you hire people with emotional intelligence, you hire them that they really get it, want it, and have the capacity for it, for working in a professional setting, for working in a law firm, which is very unique and different in regards to the skill set and knowledge that you need in regards to doing that. But when you hire right and you hire legal leaders that really want to lead in their own department, in their own role, in their own job description, and teach them that, it really just requires you to be a leader versus a manager. Because when you hire right, you people are self-governing. They really don't. They're coming to a proposed solutions versus constant problem. They're very clear on what the path and plan is. And they're very willing and capable and able and engaged and excited and empowered to lead that plan. And to really, you know, law firms sometimes say, I want my employees to be my boss, so to speak, so I can show up in the conference room, do the things I do as a visionary, and you all can lead the day-to-day. So there's really, truly not this massive need for management.
I mean, one of the reasons I don't have employees, and I have had as many as 13 in multiple companies, was because I was feeling like a babysitter, and I was feeling like nobody was living up to my expectations of trying as hard as me, working as hard as me, as interested as me. And there's a way to grow business with employees. There's a way to grow business without employees. And I just decided that I was going to focus all of my power and energy on my clients and scale down a little bit. But for many attorneys, that's just not a possibility. They're in the mix. They've got to do it. So what are some things that you can, a tip or two that you can share, maybe just on the hiring side? Like, what are two or three either qualities or things that you should be asking in an interview to make sure that you're getting the person with emotional intelligence, the person that can manage you, that can sort of take the reins, if you will?
Yeah, I love that question. I hear it all the time, is don't get seduced by the resume. Yeah. So often people just go after years of service. They go after years, especially in a specific area of law, and they hire from skill set and knowledge and not from the human being stuff. In my experience, to your point, you know, it's the human being stuff that make things really messy and sloppy, and where I fall down and drop the ball and all the things that make us really resent having employees. So if you can really truly ask I always tell my attorneys, throw out a lot of those interview questions to begin with, because you want to ask them questions about really truly walk them through your day. And this is what I tell people. So tell me, you know, there's these blanket questions of tell me how you handle problems, how you handle conflict in the workplace. Give them a fact pattern. Your attorneys, you love case studies. You love fact patterns. Take a real live fact pattern from maybe your past employee that you had to let go, or they left because of their inability to lead the way you want to, and actually walk them through the fact pattern and scenario. You want to see how people critically problem solve and give them a situation, and then be quiet and let them tell you how they would handle it. You will be so surprised when we can have the power of the pause and you give them a situation and have them come to how they would handle it. you will know. And I always say, you know, my very first coach told me this, it's either a hard yes or a hard no. If it's a maybe, you're trying to convince yourself or you're hiring out of pain, or you're like, oh, they're good enough. So really, truly, you will know within the first few seconds when they start talking, you're like, oh my gosh, do you have a camera in my head? That's exactly how I would do it. Or they say something and next thing you know, you're taking notes because you're like, that's a great idea. I didn't even think of it that way. And so it's the energy, you can feel it. They don't have to think and act and behave exactly like you, but they're bringing, you'll be able to tell very quickly how they think, how they problem solve, how they handle situations. And when you give it to them, you want to have some high stakes and some high risk of that fact pattern that could compromise your branding, your reputation, the client experience, internal and external experience. Throw some emotion in there with a highly voltage client that's upset, and or maybe a coworker that's not, a colleague of theirs that's not pulling their weight. Or maybe you as the attorney, like, I'm the biggest bottleneck in the business and you're drafting documents or you're doing discovery or you're doing whatever. How are you going to handle this? And be really still and quiet and present of and watch them of the human side of things, and it will tell you a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a skill that I think many attorneys possess is, I mean, not being quiet, not that skill. That's that's a work in progress. But the skill to really observe and to really identify, you know, that someone really has the capacity to handle things or learn and be a part of things or not. And I think then you got to really leverage what you're hearing in your gut on that, because your gut's probably right if something doesn't come out the way it's supposed to and they're struggling with it because they just don't understand the question, understand that what they're saying isn't making sense the way that it should. You know, your gut's probably right.
Yeah. And I love it. You say that the almighty gut check, I always say, because that brings up my second tip. A lot of times there's old school traditional hiring process. I want to see writing samples. There's all these assessments that are in place that they want to see prior to meeting with the person. To your point, writing samples, beautiful. The assessments, it passed with flying colors, whatever they might be, DISC, personal, you know, or just written interviews a lot of organizations have. And then you get and meet with them. And to your point, your gut's like, something's off here, or I don't like how they handled that. To your point, interview and get in connection and communication with the person as quick as possible. So you're not wasting so much time on some of these old school traditional interviewing processes.
Okay, let's take a quick break to talk about how MoneyPenny is changing the game for lawyers who are losing business every day and may not even realize it. It's impossible to provide amazing client service when you have phone trees, voicemail jail, or untrained staff handling your phones. Every inbound call could be a new client to intake properly or an opportunity lost. With MoneyPenny, it's all but insured the call will be handled exactly the way you want it every time. To take immediate action on this, write down this email and start your free trial. It's svj@moneypenny.com and just mention my name in the subject line.
With the help of Practice Panther, our office is more efficient than ever. We now provide an even higher level of service to our clients.
I've collaborated with Practice Panther for years, and I'm always hearing from happy customers just like that one. Practice Panther wants to save you up to 8 hours every week, and I want to save you money. All my listeners can get an exclusive discount, 50% off your first 3 months. Learn how your firm can boost productivity with automated workflows, custom intake, and native e-payments by visiting practicepanther.com/bethatlawyer to discover more and claim this deal.
Legalese Marketing is not your traditional marketing vendor. Instead, we're a true fractional CMO that helps you save time and spend your money the right way to build the practice of your dreams. We help through the entire process, from customizing your intake system to driving leads and even getting more reviews afterwards. Schedule your free call at legalesemarketing.com.
Yeah, and is the rule of thumb, I know it used to be, you know, slow to hire, quick to fire. And I don't know how comfortable people are with that, especially when they make that investment of bringing in someone on their team. What's your feeling about when you do believe that you've hired the right person, they're in place for 90 days, six months or whatever, and they're not getting the job done, and you're having to spend a lot of time on that. You're afraid of firing them, at the same time, you know, you need someone in that spot. So there's that conundrum.
Yeah, I love that. I recommend highly onboarding process where you meet with the person weekly, very clear, concise, well-communicated, keep performance indicators up front, and make sure that you clarify and verify that the person, how are we going to measure this? It's not just something that's esoteric, like, okay, great that you're going to bill out 6.5 hours a day. And the next thing you know, that they're not entering time properly in the CRM. The naming conventions aren't there. It's missing notes. Maybe the time's billing if you go in there and you pull it, but it's all billed to the wrong client or it's billed in the wrong format. So I say as much as possible, again, people need time, attention, feedback in real time. So you will know, in my experience, if somebody should go within 30 days. I think so often attorneys will say to me, well, I realize it's going to take 6 months to onboard this person. I'm like, who came up with that rule? It's 30 days. You know, in 30 days, if they are rocking and rolling on a, you know, a scorecard of 1 to 10, 1 walking around still dazed and confused, and 10, you know, rocking and rolling, I pretty much can let go. And I feel like they, if it's not at least a 5 or higher within 30 days and you're trying to convince yourself. And it's really interesting because attorneys, you know, as much as they're accused of being very hard and unrelenting standard, when it comes to hiring, man alive, what teddy bears, they will constantly say to me, well, I don't really like conflict. I'm like, you're trained in conflict. Like, when it comes to their employees, they're really very gentle when it comes to that of holding people accountable, and people love accountability. So as much as you can stay in communication, if you are telling yourself a story, I will hear this all the time. I need someone, batteries included. They need to be already trained up because I don't have time to train them. I'm like, well, if you don't check the box, they're trained. They're still human beings. You still need daily huddles with them. You still need weekly key performance indicator meeting with them. So you still need to spend time with them. And if you don't get really honest with that and make a commitment to that in the beginning, then they're not going to soar. And or if you're not consistently dedicating time to them, you're going to keep them on way too long and you're going to find landmines everywhere.
Yeah. I totally get that and see that. I think onboarding is something lawyers need to really put thought into and have something in writing, something written out in SOPs and things like that. Because without them, you know, there's your phone, there's your desk. Let me know if you have any questions. That those days have gone, right? Come and gone. And you're going to lose that person. Even if they are the right person, there's a good chance you'll lose that person either through them not getting the job done or just being kind of disenchanted with the job because, you know, they are sort of now figuring it out on their own when in fact onboarding would have been a better play. So,
yeah. And just real quick to that, you said something so critical. Yeah. Even if they are the right person and you're not communicating with them, I've had so many people leave, even if they love the area of law that they're in, because they're missing the connection. They're missing the communication, especially now with these Slack channels and team channels and Boxer and technology that are great for automation and streamlining and documentation and all that. But at the end of the day, we're in the personal services industry, and they may have left big firm that had, you know, 100 layers of attorneys and founding partners and what have you that they're not connected to. And they're doing great work. They're doing purposeful work. But at the end of the day, I think COVID taught us all this. It's we want connection and collaboration. And that's the number one thing I hear people want.
Well, and think about the other side of this, which is, you know, the cost of a turnover employee. I mean, someone that you've put a year in or 6 months in or a year in or longer, and they weren't trained, they weren't onboarded, you didn't do the soft skills that are going to make them successful, or they're just not the right fit. Talk a little bit about that, because that's a concern, is like the cost of recruiting, the cost of bringing someone in, training, time, energy, and then losing them because you didn't maybe stay up on it.
Yeah. I mean, we can run all the Google searches on that one and come up with the numbers. The latest that I saw was north of $110,000 right before his podcast where I ran it. You know, All right, we can talk about what it looks like on the P&L and QuickBooks and what have you, of the loss on that. What I really see the loss of is when you're trying to replace that person and going forward from two perspectives. Number one, the client experience. So when the client seems, oh, what happened to Susie? Well, I just met Susie and Susie was here a month ago. And before that, it was Bobby and Bobby's no longer here. So clients do pick up on that. When they start seeing that there's no more connection within the team and there's people aren't there, number one. Number two, your future hires. That's the number one question that I get all the time. Okay, what's the story? And what happened to the person that was there before me? Is this a newly created position or am I replacing it? And they start asking about what's a turnover. That's the number one question I am getting right now. Talk to me about the turnover in the firm. And, you know, I'll give them a scenario and sometimes it's high. And sometimes that's okay as long as you're aware of it and say, great, listen, you know, the law firm had a lot of turnover, but they realized the absence of a CEO. They realized the absence of having a CFO, middle management, a professional law firm administrator. Guess what? They're coachable. They're invested in growth. They belong to Mastermind, but Be That Lawyer. They are investing in coaching and growth. People will come work for a firm like that, even if there was high turnover, because you're aware, you're vulnerable, you name it, and you're correcting it, and you're investing in personal and professional growth. That's my greatest superpower to sell. But also, when they start going through and interviewing and digging and looking at previous, I see this so often now. They're picking up the phone. It's very easy on LinkedIn now. You can just put in, you know, Molly's Law Firm in Denver, Colorado, and it'll pull up all the people that used to work there. And then they start pinging them and they start talking to them and saying, what's the story at this law firm? And sadly, I will have so many people come back to me and be like, I talked to way too many people. And so that's the cost that I really am most invested in on the recruiting side of things, because it's very difficult for me to convince candidates in any role to take on the position, because they listen, you're hiring people that do their due diligence. You're hiring people that do their research, that have attention to detail. And so just like you do with candidates, running background checks, social media checks, all that we should do, they're doing it to us as employers as well.
Yeah. And that's why I think there's been such a big rise in, you know, for example, something simple like a website that isn't just focused on branding the firm for business, it's branding the firm for employees, right? And I think that this has become more important as we go on, that people are looking for the right place to work, not just a place to work. And that's why, you know, when people were jumping ship and changing jobs like crazy, generally they'd say they're doing it for the money. Yeah, but it's not because they were leaving a great place for money. They were leaving a bad place or not great place for money, which makes a lot more sense than you're so happy with all your friends doing the work you love and you get, you know, there's a $30,000 bump if you leave. Well, people aren't taking that job, right?
Right.
So I think there's a lot going on there, but I know that one of the things that you're really focusing on and that I wanted to have you just share a little bit about this law firm admin bootcamp. Like, how are you now helping firms to get to the next level to stop the turnover, to stop the poor hiring practices and really streamline the way that they're doing this so that they can really develop the right team the right way?
Yeah, I'm really passionate about my bootcamp because I believe that it is absolutely a retention tool for support teams. So attorneys do not put their team through my program to fix their employees. It's an investment. So when they go to them and say, I really want to invest in your personal and professional growth and to support you, a lot of times the attorneys don't have the time to train and onboard and leverage and up-level their team. So by and large, I take the admin team, receptionists, non-attorney salespeople, client service coordinator, marketing coordinator. There's no shortage of training and coaching in my experience for attorneys and paralegals and C-suite level, but it's the people at the front of the house. And when we have high turnover there, and they really, truly don't understand their role and the value and the difference making that they make in the business, then they're going to leave. And so my program is we have, number one, I have a 12-week module that I train them methodically on how to become what I call an entrepreneur in the entrepreneur's world, meaning that they do care. They do lose sleep over the clients, the client experience, the calendar. And I always say, so go the calendar, so go cash flow. They're the ones who are handling cancellations, reschedules, no-shows, making sure that we have the attorney has everything they need for the conference room. And I invest heavily in their mindset work. I bring in my personal coach every month that works with them on their mindset around really what it means to step up and lead, how to over-communicate with your attorney, how to have their back, and how to come to them with proposed solutions versus constant problems.
Yeah. Well, it really sounds great. And I hope that some of the attorneys that are listening will look that up. How do people get in touch with you, hear about the not only about you and your business, but the boot camp in particular? And I don't know if we want to put a link to that and on your, you know, in our show notes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The link is so to stay connected with my business, probably the easiest way is to go to hiringandempowering.com. You can opt in. We drop a podcast every Tuesday and we drop a value add blog every Thursday. If you're in particular for the Law Firm Admin Bootcamp, there's a tab right on there that you click on Law Firm Admin Bootcamp and learn more, and happy to hop on a call with anyone that needs additional information.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, and before we wrap up, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about your game-changing book called Transitions. Talk to us about that. That's a book I don't know that I've heard before.
Oh my goodness, that book came out in the early 90s. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal book. And it's really about when you're going through transitions. You know, most of us, every business at some point, we have the breakdown. And then we want to hop over to the breakthrough. And why this is one of my favorite books is because there's a pivotal point called the neutral zone that we all try to skip over to get out of pain and to get to solution. And the answers are really in that power of the pause in the neutral zone, you know, the thinking time, the learning time for us, so we can, when we do have a breakdown, and breakdowns will occur consistently, you know, whether it's you have a team of 13 and then you decide you go down to none. And then, you know, what do we need for that thinking time and that power of the pause time to really give ourselves to go inward, to get really, really clear, really, really reconnected to our why, figuring out what worked, what did not work. Because sometimes I think we always just burn the boats and then just hop on to the next thing. So whether it's you're going through your people, your process, your production, your profitability, your services, personal issues, what have you, it's a book that I consistently go right back to when I'm having that breakdown, go through the process again from breakdown to neutral zone to breakthrough.
Yeah, really cool. I love that. And I think there's a lot of people going through a variety of those types of changes on a regular basis, you know, starting their own firm or you know, merging or whatever it might be. And that book might be really helpful to them. So I appreciate you sharing that. And before we wrap up, I want to thank our sponsors, Legalese Marketing, Money Penny, and of course, Practice Panther, all fantastic sponsors of the show, and appreciate them. And thank you, Molly, for sharing your wisdom. I mean, the content that we're talking about today, a lot of attorneys are dealing with this right now and probably not dealing with it maybe as well as they could be. So I think today's show is really important for, even if it's someone that works at a firm or someone that's a solo that's thinking about, you know, bringing people on and growing the team. I think really important stuff that you're sharing today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. We're going to keep the fire burning. I think the more time we spend together, the better, you know, because we're in such complementary spaces. And listen, everybody, thank you for spending some time with Molly and I today. Hopefully you got a couple of good takeaways. I know I have my usual page of notes that I take. And again, you know, continue to go back and listen to past episodes. And if you like the show and you're a fan of the show, please don't be shy about liking us or just telling a neighbor, lawyer, friend of yours or someone else at your firm to check it out. We're open for business, as they say. So helping you to be that lawyer, someone who's confident, organized, and a skilled rainmaker. Take care, everybody. Be safe. Be well. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks for listening to Be That Lawyer. Life-changing strategies and resources for growing a successful law practice. Visit Steve's website, fretson.com, for additional information and to stay up to date on the latest legal business development and marketing trends. For more information and important links about today's episode, check out today's show notes.